Thank you.
Alright, so don't have a ton on the agenda today. You see the finance report in front of you. The other thing is, if you look at the back of the sheet, proposed personal work groups. So Justin, he said he basically put these in a randomizer.
This went to random.org.
Random.org. I added one that he said he missed, just to one of them. We've had quite a few new groups and new faces join us since we made those personal work groups. So I think it's probably wise to kind of shuffle that around, make sure that we've got them evened out. And does anybody have any problem with these groups or putting these groups on the board and having these as being our new groups? Hey, it was random.
Yeah,
deal with it.
I can just hit the random button again. I'll freely admit, I moved two people because I didn't like how the random thing came out. And one of them was Mary and Myrna Dean. I was like, well, that's silly. I don't know. So I did a minor bit of flexing. But the randomizer got you that. I didn't touch that.
The only thing that I can think of is what about the ones that lead the groups? Because right now, Dennis, you're leading
four.
Okay, and so can you just lead one now? And then.
Well, I think a nice thing about this is it might force some people into doing different.
True.
Things,
but. So I'm just but as far as that first, we've got Aaron in the second, and then Dad in the third. So. We've at least got someone that's done it before, and that's within the groups. If somebody else wants to take that leadership role or rotate it, then I suppose they can figure that amongst themselves. As far as that goes, anything else to add about that? Those personal work groups or that personal work group meetings?
We'll just have to post them.
Announce
them all.
Right. Yeah, and we can announce. You want to just start in. July. Might as well start July. It's far enough until then. I think there'll be plenty of time to announce. That'll give us time to announce it a couple of times and give you time to get the groups on the board and get everybody ready for the transition. And then the only other thing that I have was Thackeray Scroggins mentioned and wanted to talk about the possibility of getting an AED for the building and also better equipping the first aid kit, which I'll let you talk about the first aid kit because I have no idea what's
there. I'll second it.
So,
with no discussion needed, who's going to argue against it?
I'll prove.
How much is the AED?
It's about $2,000 to $3,000.
How long is the device?
So it's good for the battery. The actual machine itself is good for forever.
Oh.
And the battery lasts 4 years. The battery itself is only $300 to replace.
Oh.
So in 4 years, that's like about $690 a month. You can replace that.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Well, and
the one I got ages ago was sitting in my house and I haven't touched it in 15 years. Is it still good and we can just get a battery for it?
Yeah, should be fun. As long as they haven't discontinued the batteries for it.
Well, and I'm looking just a simple Google search, and I hit the shopping button, and $1,500, $1,400, $2,000,
yep.
Refurbished one for $745.
Mine's brand new, never been used.
And there's all kinds. There's all just like anything. There's all kinds of levels. I've seen them. I'm sure you've got the heavy duty industrial ones that they use to hospitals, and you got the other ones that the mobile.
And I'm not looking to get something. Crazy, but just something that's reliable.
We need some tasers.
Yeah, so we can get a car battery somewhere around.
But I think with the.
You don't have to recertify them, you just gotta get a new battery and get new pads.
Okay. If you research the number of yours,
you
make sure you can get a new battery.
There have been some.
I'm pretty sure it's next to my parks. I'm sure I haven't used it either.
Okay.
Which is two good things.
I'll go find it. It's the one we got when Jason was in the hospital. And I'm pretty sure the pads we have for him and Sentinel. So we got to get his old pads. And I don't know if we're going to get pads too. And his battery. But.
All right, so that'll work. So yeah, look into that. And I'm gonna set cost to the new battery and all that stuff.
I'll
get
that. And chuck it in the factory until him
figure out. That'll work too. Get that figured out. But no opposition to updating the first aid kit and then the AED.
My whole thought behind the first aid kit was we prep for a lot of bigger situations, you know, acupuncture, things like that. I don't see why we wouldn't also get the medical.
Yeah, if Ian trips and falls down again going down the stairs.
Isn't it aspirin? It's just been depleting over time. He used to have Band-Aids and Tylenol and stuff. Just
old business. Patsy asked me this morning about old business.
About openness?
Old business.
Old business.
Like the lights. She's the one that asked about that, and she hadn't got any job back on it.
Yeah, it's been decided that we're going to. It's going to cost about $3,000 is I believe what we said to get it done, because we've got to get the LED lights and we've got to rent one of those lifts to get it done and get it installed. So it has been. We are going to fix it. It's just
logistics
process and the logistics of it.
It might take a little bit.
Yeah.
She asked about the door. I don't remember that being discussed.
The cracked door?
Yeah, the cracked door.
It's been discussed.
We approved it. I actually got two companies that didn't show up.
Okay, so those two things I'll be taking care of, though. Anybody have any new business?
Patsy just wants to make sure they get that.
I understand. All right, guys. Appreciate it.